What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Welcome aboard to Cruise Radio, your home port for everything cruising and more. Subscribe to our newsletter and weekly radio show at cruiseradio.net.
From the Cruise One Mobile Studios in Pensacola Beach, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker. You can follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio and join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/cruiseradio.
We're certainly starting to see the effects of the oil spill along Florida's Gulf Coast beaches. That's why we're here in Pensacola this week, to really show our support and get the word out that there's lots to do here in Pensacola Beach, despite the fact that you may not be able to swim in some parts of the water.
Today on the show, we'll be talking to Ashley Chisholm, spokesperson for the Pensacola Convention and Visitors Bureau.
We're also going to make our way to one of the biggest, it's certainly the oldest seafood market in town, Joe Patty Seafood. We'll talk to the owner, Frank, over there. But first, Stuart Sheeran, the Cruise Guy, joins us. You can find him at cruiseguy.com. He was having a lovely time in Mexico. Welcome back.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Matt.
Hey, man.
So, are you guys ever in the studio anymore?
It doesn't seem like it.
How was your trip to Mexico, by the way?
Mexico was great. And it was really nice to see the hotels in the 60% occupancy levels. Mm. And it was nice to see. We did take a trip down to Playa del Carmen. And to see the restaurants full, you know, a lot of the hotels reopened, and the shops were full. So it was a lot of activity. It was great to see it.
So it was rebounding nicely then.
It is. And, you know, it's also important for people to keep in mind the Yucatan Peninsula, which is where, you know, Cancun, let's say, for example, and Cozumel, that area, as well as the Baja, you know, the Mexican Riviera, those areas were never affected by the H1N1 virus. It's only the mainland where Mexico City is. So avoiding, you know, those areas and of course the border towns, but you know, go into the Yucatan. I mean, the weather was great. The beaches are terrific, and from a lot of places. I mean, it's only a couple hours away.
And reading here that Spirit Airlines, they're still on strike. What's going on with that?
Well, the pilots have lost their Spirit, and
oh boy.
You know what's really amazing is, I mean, they're completely not flying, and this is one of the dangers that passengers have when flying the low-cost airlines,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, something like this can shut the entire airline down because they have no contingency plan. Unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of passengers that are stranded and with very little hope because Spirit, unlike many airlines, has no reciprocal agreements with other airlines, so they can't, like, take your ticket and go to another airline and another airline will accept it. But what's really amazing is there was no confusion that this was a low-cost airline. And, you know, we've seen, I mean, the latest stunt where they want to charge for oxygen and, you know, bringing yourself on board the plane.
Right.
But in this case, it really comes down to them complaining that their colleagues at other airlines are making more money than them.
We'll go work for them.
Hello? Is that not the case?
If
this is what this company does, this is the model, and it's not like you didn't know it going into it. So guys, you know, they have no leg to stand on, and it's just a shame. I mean, it's not like, you know, this is a great airline, and, you know, if they go out of business tomorrow, oh well. But, you know, unfortunately, a lot of good, you know, passengers paid a lot of money, and it ruined a lot of trips. And these pilots, I mean, you know, I'm sorry, guys. You know, if you don't like your job, go work somewhere else.
Exactly.
Have you flown them, Stuart?
Never.
Okay, then. Now, last week, both Princess and Azamara canceled port calls in Israel. Do you think that this was in any way politically motivated?
Well, I think you're referring to the port call in Ashdod, Israel, which is the port for Jerusalem and Tel Aviv.
Right.
Well, Princess wound up canceling because that was literally, I believe it was 2 days after the flotilla that was intercepted trying to break the Israeli blockade of Gaza to prevent, you know, munitions from being smuggled in to Hamas, who controls the Gaza Strip. So, no, it wasn't politically motivated, but they did so because the 6 boats that were captured were in Ashdod, and who knew, you know, what kind of protests may occur. So they certainly didn't want to bring their ships and be, you know, in a hostile area.
Right.
But they did go to Haifa the day before. They continued that call, and other stops into Haifa were done, and no future changes are being considered at this time for future calls at Ashdod. So people, I know there was some emails going on that they did this because it was political. It was just for the safety of the ship and the passengers, and just not knowing what would occur, immediately following the flotilla.
So it's safe to say it was a smart move instead of a political move.
It was a very smart move and certainly very understandable. And, going forward, everything will be fine.
What is the deal with fires in the Epic?
Wow. Can you guys believe this?
Gosh.
There have been three unknown fires that have been set aboard Norwegian Epic in the shipyard. And, even after an inquiry on one fire where, the prosecutors are investigating on May 3rd, there was another one. Actually, there were two more fires most recently this past Sunday. And so the good news is that there was no significant damage to cause any delay to the delivery of the ship, where it will be delivered on June 17th, and it will make its inaugural sailing on June 24th from Southampton, England to New York, and our cruise in 3 weeks on July the 8th is on schedule, which is most important.
Yes, it is.
Is it true that Epic has the world's largest, is it chandelier at sea?
They have the largest LED chandelier.
LED, yes.
At sea. Well, and of course, meeting our 25 friends that we do invite down into the ice bar. Considering, with the 6,000 people, only a lucky 25 at a time can experience the cold temperatures.
Love
so I hope you guys
bar.
Are making your list, and everyone, all of our listeners out there, please make sure you submit your inquiries to cruiseradio.net.
Yeah, if you have any questions or want to hear anything or want to know anything about the Epic, go ahead and shoot us an email, comments@cruiseradio.net.
What was that again?
comments@cruiseradio.net.
Thank you.
Stuart Shear on the Cruise Guy. We'll be back later in the program to give you your hot deals.
About your cruise experience, good or bad, and you could be on the show. Call 1-866-874-7957 or email comments@cruiseradio.net.
We are broadcasting from the Cruise One Mobile Studios in Pensacola Beach, Florida this week, specifically the Hilton Pensacola Beach Gulffront Hotel, which is lovely, by the way. We have moved into the lobby region, as you can hear. And before we talk to our first guest, Ashley Chisholm, let me mention a side note here. While some beach destinations in the Gulf region have experienced visitor cancellations related to the oil spill, there's one sector of the travel industry that has not been affected yet, and that's the cruise industry. No cruise ships have required deviations or changes to itineraries due to the spill. And now, our first guest, she's the spokeswoman for the Pensacola Convention and Visitors Bureau, is Ashley Chisholm. Welcome to Cruise Radio.
Thank you. Glad you're here.
What is the beach's current state?
Well, if you see today, Pensacola Beach is beautiful. There's people in the water. The sand is stunning white. But we have had patches of tarballs come ashore periodically for the past week or so. But they're cleaned up very quickly. We're telling people if you see them, do not pick them up. They're not safe to pick up,
right.
But the notices by the Escambia County Health Department, as well as NOAA, say they don't pose a great risk. However, further to our west, Perdido Key Beach does have a advisory out. The beaches are open, but visitors are advised to swim at their own risk and not to fish. The advisory has signs posted all along the beach where the advisories are posted, just telling people stay above the high tide line. You can enjoy the sand, but we don't really want you in the water just because of more tarballs. They have such a greater number of tarballs at the moment, and it's hard not to come in contact with them, and we don't want that to happen. So once that lets up, they'll lift the advisory when they deem it safe. But they had a wedding on the beach two nights ago, and it was gorgeous.
Yeah. What's the primary tourism season?
Our high season is summer, so we're just entering our peak season. Spring break begins March, April. It gets real busy, but May through August is, I think, 45% of our revenue for the year.
Obviously, the beach is a big draw here for Pensacola, but what else is there to do here?
Well, we do have beautiful beaches. We have Gulf Islands National Seashore, the national parkland with, you know, ranger-led tours. But unlike other beach destinations, we have 450 years of history. Don Tristan de Luna came here in 1559, so we are the United States' first European settlement. Hmm. So we really embrace that history. We have massive pre-Civil War brick fortresses, one on Pensacola Beach, Fort Pickens, another on NAS Pensacola, Fort Barrancas. There's the advanced redoubt tour on Saturdays over there as well. We have one of the world's largest aviation museums, the National Naval Aviation Museum, 300,000 square feet of exhibit space, Top Gun flight simulators and the IMAX, free daily tours inside and outside on the flight line. It's a pretty incredible place. We also have a historic downtown with shops, galleries, pretty cool eateries, and we have the Big Five, and it's one of the few places between Tampa and New Orleans to have the Big Five, which is ballet, symphony, opera, an accredited museum of art, and it's just a lot of opportunity for history and, you know, arts, as well as adventure. We have the Canoe Capital of Florida at nearby Milton, Adventures Unlimited. You can canoe, kayak, or tube down spring-fed rivers. Mm. So there's a lot
That's
to do
awesome.
Here.
Right.
I could eat shrimp every day for the rest of my life and be a happy man. This is my big question. How badly could the seafood industry be affected?
Well, obviously, I think the first threat right now is perception. NOAA is working with the Food and Drug Administration to inspect it. So seafood right now is fresh, safe, readily available, okay, harvested from areas not affected by the oil spill. But the perception, of course, is the biggest threat at the moment. Joe Patty's here in downtown Pensacola, it's like a New York fish market. I don't know if you've been there or not, but you should try it this weekend. You grab a number, they call it, they have fish, shrimp, everything, and every underwater delicacy you could imagine laid out on ice, and you just order your number, and these people are slicing and dicing and filleting in these big white rubber boots, and they get it, ice pack, give it to you. You could even FedEx it to your friends in, you know, Iowa. Just it's a really cool place. And they have issued a statement as well. Everything they've got is safe. Our restaurants, we have a lot of restaurants that are not chain. They're individually owned, one-of-a-kind restaurants, and they're fantastic. A lot of them take advantage of local seafood, but obviously they're making sure it's good to eat and safe, inspected. But they also harvest from all over the world. Some, you know, New England, Japan, they're flying in, you know, things for sushi. But everything is safe, and inspected, so you can feel secure no matter what you order or where you get it, such as Joe Patty's.
How can those listening right now help?
Well, visit.
Right.
We have a number of visitors right now. We've got people who are going to come no matter what. They love Pensacola Beach, and they know all of the other things that you can do here, including the beach, which is great right now. But we want people to take a look. VisitPensacola.com has pictures and webcams, and we're doing statements. As the information becomes available, we're putting it out there. We've got to be a trusted source. If we want people to come now and we want people to come later, we've got to put an honest, transparent message out there. But as you can see, it's a very busy day on the beach. We've got people who will always come. We have solidarity visitors, people who have a big heart, and there's a lot of them across the country, and they're coming because they know we need the support. We also have the people who are curious, maybe people who think maybe this is the last chance they can enjoy it, because we don't know what tomorrow holds. So visiting is a huge help. Come stay in our hotels, go to the restaurants, go to the museums, Historic Pensacola Village, just come enjoy yourself. And, if conditions change, saving our shores, obviously, I'm sure we're going to have some type of situation. We don't know what kind of volunteers we could have, if we can, because right now it requires training. Pay attention, come if you can, and stay tuned at visitpensacola.com.
Or if they want, they can just leave bags of money on your doorstep.
That will work. We won't turn that away either.
Ashley Chisholm, spokesperson for the Pensacola Convention and Visitors Bureau. Excellent to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We're glad you're here, and hopefully your listeners will be one of those solidarity visitors as well and just come enjoy our area and share with others.
We're staying at the beautiful Hilton in Pensacola Beach. It's absolutely gorgeous. I want to thank Julian, by the way, and also Tom here at the Hilton for all their help in letting us stay here for a couple of nights.
You couldn't ask for a more beautiful hotel right on the Gulf Coast. Like, literally, we look out our window, and I could probably throw a baseball and hit the ocean from here.
It's absolutely beautiful. I mean, yes, you're hearing all about the crisis going on, but that does not stop lots of people from coming in and enjoying the beautiful crystal white, pure sandy beaches and the water. And, of course, they've got three pools out here.
Yeah, they have two sparkling pools outside with poolside bar service. Also, right around the corner from us is an indoor pool as well.
It's really a slick-looking place, contemporary in design. And all of the amenities that you would come to expect from a Hilton hotel are all right here on the property, including an absolutely amazing restaurant called H2O, a Cajun Asian Grill. I had the cilantro seared tuna, which was so fresh and so good with this a mango salad and cilantro ginger pesto. Ridiculously good. You have the
bacon wrapped shrimp stuffed with Gouda cheese, and oh, loved it.
You see a lot of people who are not staying at the hotel come here just for dinner, so it's a nice place to be.
And the location's great too, close proximity to all the other bars and restaurants around here if you want to get out.
And there is a lot of them, and there's a lot of people coming here and supporting all that's going on. Again, despite the situation at hand, I got to tell you, I mean, last night, crowded.
Mm-hmm.
It was packed. Some of these, the strip where all the restaurants and bars are, it's not stopping anybody from coming here.
Heck, all the restaurants we went to last night were, a 45-minute wait?
Yeah. If you're looking for a great place on the ocean, it's really nice, really clean, and a lot of fun in close proximity to everything, you want to stay here. Go to cruiseradio.net. You can see a picture of the gorgeous Hilton Pensacola Beach Gulf Front Hotel. And also, you can click on the link there to make your reservations. And be sure that you tell them that Matt and Doug from Cruise Radio sent you.
Cruise Radio will return after these brief words.
Been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One. Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Cozumel.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One. Got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Let us send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising nationwide.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number one. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1 or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number one in cruising nationwide.
Pensacola Beach, Florida this week. Our first guest, Ashley Chisholm, had mentioned the world-famous Joe Patty Seafood Market, and she said, you've got to go there. So we hopped in the car. We're here now. We're about to talk to the owner, Frank. Before we talk to him, though, I just want to share this with you. For breakfast this morning, we ate at the Doghouse Deli across from the Hilton Pensacola where we're staying. Nice young man, owner Nate, talked to us. He has some lovely employees there, too, Jen and June. Food was great. I highly recommend it. But Nate, the owner, is concerned, like everyone is, for the future of Pensacola and really everyone along the Gulf Coast. But he's been there for a long time, most all of his life, I believe. But he urges everyone listening to come to Pensacola Beach and experience it, because there's more to it than just the beaches, as he explains here in this clip.
It's the whole community.
Yeah.
It's the coming across the bridge and throwing your watch in the glove compartment and forgetting about time and being on vacation, or even not being on vacation. I live out here, and we live in a totally different way than anybody else. It's not about being here at a certain time, being there at a certain time. The whole atmosphere. We have a ton of mom and pop restaurants, that whole charm has almost been lost, but luckily Pensacola still has that. Everybody, every bar owner, every bartender is glad you're there. You know, and it's not just about fishing surfing, but it's about the community, about the vibe you get from everybody out here. And that's what's kept me here, too.
Famous Joe Patty Seafood Market in downtown Pensacola with owner Frank. Welcome to Cruise Radio. First of all, tell us, who is Joe?
Joe is my father. He's the founder of the company, Joe and Anna, my mother. Yeah. Back in 1930, it was founded catching. My father caught the product and my mother sold them in a little fish market over on Davila Street.
And how long have you been running things here?
I guess since I've never stopped running it. Actually, I left here in 79 to start, 78 or 79, to start building vessels for the company. And my father and brother was managing the Joe Patties. And in 92, both of them died that year. And so in lieu of closing up Joe Patties, I'd done both things. Kept the shipyard and managed to bring Joe Patties back to the forefront. And which we have done and continue to do. And we got a little blip on the radar right now with the oil, but Joe Pat has been here since 1930, and we continue to go.
Well, and there's a lot of frustration. We've talked to local business owners here in Pensacola, and a lot of anger, and for obvious reasons, I think. Even if you don't live here, there's plenty of Americans who are very upset by it and frustrated at what's not getting done about it. What are your thoughts on the whole situation?
Well, this morning we sent the Captain Joe out for BP, and there were seven qualified men aboard the vessel, including my brother, who's the captain of the vessel. I was disappointed because I want the vessel to go. It's a large vessel, one of the largest shrimp vessels built.
Right.
And I have other vessels shrimping on the East Coast, and I was getting Captain Joe I was going to send it to the East Coast, and I heard rumors that somebody might have been interested in Captain Joe and everything, so I contacted people in BP to see. Well, ironically, this morning, Captain Joe left to go out to spend 2 weeks at sea, and I just talked to the captain, my brother, and they're in Pensacola Bay with some what they call pods or something. Mm-hmm. There's some, I guess, some oil that they spotted inside the bay at the pass, and so they're gathering that up. And I asked my brother, I said, what do you think? He said, if we'd been out 2 weeks ago, it wouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. We'd have had it out there. We'd have captured it out there. They know what to do on the vessel. You know, they know we don't catch oil. We catch shrimp.
Right.
But these people know how to man a vessel and what to do. And with the proper gear, they can do their job well. We are now, like I say, producing products, shrimp primarily from the East Coast. Mm-hmm. My seafood come from various parts of the world. Tuna, salmon. Well, salmon we know is all caught in the northern hemisphere, and we sell a lot of it. People are more in tune of buying something that they know is not from the area. But we're not producing nothing from Pensacola Bay. I mean, from the Gulf.
Okay.
We're still catching crabs up the bay. Our fishermen are, and oysters I'm still securing from Apalachicola area.
Gotcha.
And that's all we're securing out of the Gulf at the present.
No matter where you live in the United States, you can go on the website, right, or call up and order some shrimp and seafood.
We'll have it out next day or second day, whatever. And
pack in dry ice?
Dry ice or wet ice, whichever. Well, dry ice primarily because wet ice don't go.
Right.
And I have a lot of calls coming from me that people want to know about if it's safe to eat seafood.
Mm-hmm.
And any reputable place that sells seafood is going to be safe. But I guarantee it at Joe Patties. And I had a customer call me yesterday and said, how do I know my seafood is safe that I buy? I said, if you buy from Joe Patties, I say it's safe. And Frank Patty, I own the place, and you can guarantee that. I can guarantee that.
If you could sit down and speak directly with the people in charge of BP, what would you say to them? And if it could be anything?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I've heard so many phrases, so many things, this and that. To say that we don't need BP, that's wrong. We all need BP. We need them all out there that wherever, you know, producing oil for this nation. And I'd rather see produced here than elsewhere. And maybe that's not the case, ever will be. I'm not no oil man. But I will say that hopefully the situation will be under control. And honestly, I think everything is being done to cap that well. We had people that wasn't working on their well that day, but I have friends that work on that well, and I have friends that's running boats to the west for the oil companies today. And they all know that every effort is being made to stop the flow of oil. A mile deep, you know, if you had to do something from this point a mile away on land, that would be impossible. You know, you could say, okay, go ahead and run that marble down that rope. Bull, it can't be happening like that. So a mile deep is a challenge in itself, anything a mile deep.
Frank Patty, owner of Joe Patty's Seafood here in Pensacola. Thank you so much for talking to us. Really, really appreciate it.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
Stuart Sheeran, the Cruise Guy, is back with your hot deals.
And some hot tips. And, you know, if you want to sail on Disney Cruise Line, they came out with a killer deal. For January through March, so you know, sailings beginning January 23rd to March 20th with departures, and you heard it here, from Los Angeles to the Mexican Riviera aboard Disney Wonder. Kids 17 and under sail free.
Nice.
How do you like that?
Wow.
One? That is very rare that they offer that kind of a deal, but it's to kick off the Disney Wonder's essentially seasonal departures to the Mexican Riviera. So that's going to be a great deal, and you know that deal is going to go very quickly. So that is something that people should take advantage of, especially when the pricing for the first two passengers start as low as $639 per person.
Nice.
And we know on Disney, you know, you're very lucky to get a soda for $639.
I was about to say that, yeah.
Let alone getting a seven-night cruise. So this is going to be a great deal. Europe is still showing a lot of opportunity. If you're looking, you know, wait until maybe really toward the fall where the airfare becomes a little less expensive. And believe it or not, I've actually had some people still asking about if that Holy Land cruise that we, you know, we were talking about, the stops in Israel and Egypt, is still very popular. I mean, October 18th, for example, Celebrity's Equinox is doing that 13-night round trip out of Rome, which includes, you know, the Ashdod and Haifa overnights. So it gives you 3 days there, and they also you get two days in Alexandria, Egypt, so you can go see the pyramids in Giza, along with the Egyptian Museum in Cairo. But with air, two nights hotel in Rome, and the 13-night cruise, it's only starting at $3,699, and that's for a balcony.
Wow.
The Norwegian Jade in Europe is still another great deal. Seven-night med from Barcelona with two nights hotel in Barcelona, round-trip air, and stops in Monte Carlo, Livorno for Florence and Pisa, Rome, and Naples for Pompeii, Sorrento, and Capri, $17.99 to start. But there's still some great deals. Emerald Princess, for example, in the Caribbean from $649, or you can get that balcony deal on Celebrity Solstice, you know, from $799. So there's a lot of very good opportunities, but if you're wanting to take your family, or you want to have three or four passengers sharing the cabin, you have to book it early because a lot of the ships and sailings have already put two-passenger restrictions, which means that if you want to take your family of four, you're going to wind up buying two cabins instead of one.
You've been talking about the two-passenger restrictions a lot lately. Is this a typical trend for every summer?
Yes.
Okay.
And what happens is, and I could tell you on one cruise line this past week, they were actually charging $200 more per person for the third and fourth than they did for the first two.
Wow.
Just because there were a limited amount of cabins that could hold three or four. So it is a good idea to also take a look. If you're going to have four, then it is better for you to buy the two cabins.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can get them next door, across the hall, maybe, you know, a little bit down. And this way you've got twice the amount of space. You got two bathrooms and you saved $400, as an example.
Nice.
So weigh the options both ways to see, because a lot of times you may be able to get a second cabin for less money.
All right, man. Thanks so much. Stuart Sheeran, the Cruise Guy, can be found at cruiseguy.com, or you can follow him on Twitter at Cruise Guy.
You can also follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio and become a fan of our
Yeah?
fan of our Facebook page at facebook.com/cruiseradio.
We always love to hear what you have to say, and we might even put you on the show. Email comments at cruiseradio.net or call 866-874-7957. That's 866-874-7957. Again, a big thank you to Julian and Tom with the Hilton Pensacola Beach Gulf Front. Thank you so much for your hospitality. And for those of you listening, if you're visiting Pensacola Beach, you definitely got to stay there. Next week on the show, Chris Elliott will be with us from Elliott.org, providing tips for summer travel.
And Jeff Edwards talks to us about his Star Clipper cruise experience.
I love Jeff Edwards. You know, he used to host Jackpot back in the day.
Also, Let's Make a Deal, too,
he filled in for Monty Hall every once in a while. But what I love most about Jeff Edwards, because he's had such a cool life, he was in radio as a news reporter. He was in the Dallas police station basement when Jack Ruby shot Lee Harvey Oswald.
Wow. That is so... That's...
And for young whippersnappers like you, Doug, who don't even have any idea what I'm talking about.
Who's JFK? Kidding.
Anyway, for your next travel, consider CruiseOne.com. That's CruiseOne.com. From the Cruise One Mobile Studios in Pensacola Beach, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Have you been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One. Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Cozumel.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Let us send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising nationwide.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number one. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1 or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number one in cruising nationwide.